WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Minimalism. I bet you're out there scrolling, tapping, clicking. I know I am sometimes. But have you ever stopped and thought about all that's going on in your brain when you do? It's like a digital fire hose, right? Information, notifications, opinions, it's relentless. Today, we're diving into the awesome power of mindful consumption, basically learning to be more intentional about what we let into our minds and how we reacted. Think of it as training your brain for focus and clarity, like a digital detox for your thoughts. Ever feel like you're just reacting instead of really thinking? You know that feeling when your phone buzzes, and suddenly your attention is ripped away from whatever you were doing? That's what I'm talking about. We need to break free from that cycle. So how do we become mindful consumers in this digital world? Here are five key takeaways to make a real difference. First, become aware of your triggers. What apps, websites, or even people suck you in and leave you feeling drained? It's like identifying those sneaky sugar cravings. Once you know what they are, you can start making healthier choices. Maybe it's endless social media scrolling or that news app that always has you doom scrolling. Second, set boundaries. Just like you wouldn't let someone barge into your house uninvited, don't let digital noise invade your mental space without permission. Set designated times for checking emails and social media, and stick to them. Remember, you're in control of your attention, not the other way around. You can even try turning off notifications for those less important apps. Think about it like giving yourself a little break from the constant buzz. Third, practice intentional engagement. Instead of passively scrolling, ask yourself, what am I really getting out of this? Is it enriching my life or just taking up valuable time and energy? Think of it like choosing your ingredients for a meal. You wouldn't throw random things together just because they were there. You want to be deliberate about what nourishes your mind and soul. Fourth, cultivate offline activities. Remember the joy of reading a real book, having a face-to-face conversation, or simply taking a walk in nature? These activities can recharge your batteries and help you connect with the world in a deeper way. You'll be amazed at how much clearer your mind feels when you give it a break from the digital world. And finally, be kind to yourself. This is a journey, not a race. There will be times when you slip up or feel overwhelmed. That's okay. Just remember to acknowledge those moments and get back on track. Treat yourself with the same compassion you'd offer a friend struggling with something similar. Now let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who used to spend hours scrolling through social media every day. She felt constantly drained and never had time for things she actually enjoyed. But after realizing that her online life was taking over, she decided to make a change. She started setting boundaries, scheduling specific times for checking social media, and rediscovering offline activities like hiking and painting. Within a few weeks, Sarah noticed a huge difference. She felt more focused, less stressed, and had more energy for the things that truly mattered. See, it's not just about detoxing from technology, it's about creating space for what brings you joy and meaning. It's about being present in your life and savoring those moments instead of letting them slip away on a screen. So, are you ready to take charge of your digital diet? Start by identifying your triggers, setting boundaries, and practicing intentional engagement. Remember, this isn't about becoming a hermit or giving up technology altogether. It's about finding a healthy balance that allows you to thrive both online and off. I encourage you to share your thoughts on mindful consumption. What works for you? What are your biggest challenges? Let's keep the conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any of our upcoming episodes. Until next time, stay mindful, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.